Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Is style one of the reasons that you feel that your style is being held back? Well, you're not alone. Patricia wrote to me and she said, "The thing that holds me back from working on my style is time. 5 years of being a full-time caregiver have just ended and I'm trying to put my life back together. By necessity, I fell into lots of bad personal care habits and now I would like to get back on track to looking my best at 80 years young. Where should I start?" And I love, Patricia, that you still care about your style at 80 years young. You're never too old to care about your style and to look fabulous. So starting points is figuring out what works for you right now in your life. So what's the body you have today? What's your colouring that you have today? Particularly if you have to rebuild a wardrobe, we want to get these personalised style guidelines down so that when you buy anything, you know it's going to work. So that is the first thing. The second thing is really understanding your style recipe. Who are you? How do you want to be perceived? What do you want people to know and what do you love? So getting a style recipe, it tells us the ingredients just in our style in the way that a recipe for food tells us the ingredients to put a dish together. So think about your style as a sartorial dish and that we need to figure out what are the ingredients that go into your style. So how comfortable do things have to be? Is there a certain, do you like things more simple and easy, or do you like more complicated and interesting? What sort of clothes do you enjoy wearing? What are the clothes you just go, that I find really uncomfortable? What does comfort even mean to you? These are all questions we need to answer to actually start to rebuild our style, particularly if something in our life has changed or our body has changed. So we need to know these pieces of information because then when we go shopping, we can be really conscious about what we buy and we can actually buy purposefully, consciously, and with a bit of a plan so that when we bring things home, the garments work together. You can create more outfits from fewer garments and that you know how to accessorize to add that icing to your sartorial cake. Really, I think it's when you're really starting again, the first place to start is to really understand where you are now. So your body, your colouring, your lifestyle too, really important. When lifestyles change, it's often one of the reasons why the old wardrobe didn't work. It's because lifestyle has changed. So looking at those things, developing yourself a new set of style guidelines and a style recipe. Do all that before you ever think about spending any money in stores, because until you've got that information, you will be wasting money and buying things that don't really work. The next question today comes from Caroline, who said, "I struggle with putting together outfits differently. I always seem like, even though it's a new item, I always wear it the same way. What are some tips to create more outfits?" So before you shop, so anything that's going to come into your wardrobe that's new, I want you to think about 4 to 5 garments it could work with. Because if you buy something and only works with one thing in your existing wardrobe, yeah, you'll end up wearing it the same way all the time. And this is where having a color palette is such a useful tool, because when you buy something in a color that works for you, and it will actually work naturally with the other garments in your wardrobe easily because the colors have harmony with them already. Because frequently when we buy something that doesn't really work with anything else, we are outside of a color palette. And so therefore that the only thing it works with is this one outfit that you can put it with, rather than having multiple different things you could actually try it out with. And then two, it's playing in your wardrobe, experimenting with the new garment to see what outfits can I create. So when you've got that color palette, it actually makes it really easy to then, you know, go, well, what does it go with? Hey, it goes with this color and this color and this color and this color. Other garments I already own, and therefore I can try it in different outfits too. So part of it is actually experimenting, trying it out, but also too, having that color palette makes all the difference. It may seem a little harder when you're shopping and you might think it limits your shopping, which it does to a certain extent because we're not just buying anything. But when you get it home into your wardrobe, you'll actually find it's so much easier to create more outfits from fewer garments. My last question today comes from Michelle, who says, "I'm wanting some tips on finding prints that make me look great. What should I be looking for?" So again, color is one place to start. So when we're thinking about prints, we want to think about, does the print go with my color palette? So for example, and I hold up this intriguing palette and this pattern, you can see that this goes together very easily. So it wants to work with your color palette, number one. Number two is, what is your value contrast? So when we're thinking about value contrast, do you have a lower value contrast like this print, which is just little dots, or a higher value contrast like this one? So when we look at these, you can see that one is dark with light dots, so that is a higher value contrast. This one is lighter with light dots, so it is a lower value contrast. Which of these looks better on you? And this relates to your ideal value as well. So if you're overall lighter, you'll find that maybe this is better, but if you have dark eyes, then say a light print but with dark dots would be better for you. Versus if you have darker hair and a darker ideal value and fairer skin, then this is going to work better for you. So we want to think about our ideal value, and we want to think too about our value contrast and what value contrast we're looking for. And then we want to think about our color contrast. So how many colors are natural within us? How many colors do we have in us already? So are we a multicolored person? So we've got red hair and green eyes, and peachy skin, or maybe we've got blonde, golden blonde hair and blue eyes. Then they are going to be people who wear more colors better. Versus if you are kind of shades of brown and beige, so brown hair, brown eyes, beige skin, you're going to look better in just a one color pattern rather than a multicolored pattern. So when we're thinking about this, it's, do I want fewer colors or do I want more colors? So both of these work beautifully with my Serene palette, but it's which version of this is for you. So we want to think about those elements of color, ideal value, value and color contrast. Then we want to think about, what do I look like? So what is my overall scale? Am I a small scale person? Therefore, I'll want a smaller scale pattern. Am I more medium scale? I might can go for a medium scale print. Or am I a large scale? I can therefore work with a larger scale print. Now, if you're a petite person, a larger scale print, and this is kind of more medium scale, but this is going to probably start overwhelming someone who's petite versus this one isn't. But this one is too small for someone who's larger scale. It'll look itty bitty and a bit ridiculous. They should go with something medium to larger. So we want to think about our overall body scale and also our facial feature scale. So how large are your facial features? If you've got big eyes, a large mouth, I always think Julia Roberts is a great example of someone who's got a big wide mouth. Barbara Streisand is somebody who's got a great example of large facial features. She's got big open eyes. She's got a larger scale nose, larger scale mouth. She looks better in a bigger print versus, say, Taylor Swift is someone who's got petite features and therefore is going to look better in more petite, smaller scale prints. So that is another thing we want to think about as well. And then there's the personality of the print. So are you more feminine and you may prefer florals, or are you more elegant chic and you may prefer repeating geometrics? Are you someone who loves stripes? That's someone who's more relaxed or more classic. Are you someone who likes more digital creative prints? So more creative. Are you someone who likes an animal print? More dramatic. So we want to think about, you know, how dramatic the print might be, how feminine, elegant, chic, relaxed, all these things come into it. Our personality is also key for choosing prints, as well as our features. And then also with our features, we're thinking about, what are my features like? Do I have more angular features? If I do, then I'm better in more angular prints. Do I have more curved features? Then I'm better in more curved prints. Do I have a combination of angular and curved features? Then I'm better in something that has some angles and some curves, neither being an extreme. So these are some of the things we're looking for with prints. So if you've gone, I struggle finding prints, or I struggle finding these things, you can actually see that there's quite a lot of elements that go into finding great prints that work for you. And this is why you may have struggled. And this is where getting that style education is so useful, because without it, we struggle to know which are the right colors, which are the shapes, which are the styles, what is the scale. All this is in my 7 Steps to Style program, and that's where I give you the full style education that you never got at school, because it can feel overwhelming, and trying to decide this on your own can be tricky versus getting some professional input certainly makes life faster and easier. It's a fast track to finding your style. Rather, you can DIY it, absolutely, but it's just generally a slower track. So if that's something you're interested in, really learning what works for you, I'd love to have you in the program. And thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.